Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Sure, Colin McInerney thinks of nothing else that could be blamed. Colin McInerney, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning, Marty.
I love that piece of music.
Well, so do I. It's lovely that somebody else does as well.
But do you know what? How old is that now, would you say?
That was recorded in 2007 and came out in 2008.
Okay. That is one, when I joined this particular part of the network, it was one of the first pieces of music I was one of the people, and I started playing it and playing it and playing it.
Wow.
And I've always loved it.
Amazing.
It's just, I don't know.
And it's actually inspired by Ronnie Lane, who is, you know,
the great Ronnie
from
Lane.
The Faces, yeah. So yeah. I remember I was watching a film, a documentary on his life called The Passing Show.
Oh.
And I happened to have a guitar in my hand, and that's where the tune just came.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Ronnie Lane, one of my favourite songs of all time is The Poacher.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
By Ronnie Lane, which
yeah.
We play from time to time
yeah.
for no reason,
yeah.
except it's just a great song.
You
remember
character.
It well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite the character, wasn't
yeah.
he? And I think there is, and not, this is going to sound like blasphemy because the poor man is gone, I think there is a Ronnie Lane. I think there is a Lane named after him.
Oh, is there, right?
I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
okay.
there is. Well, we all have to have a bit of history, you know.
Well,
anyway, listen, and I thought I might have seen you the other night at the President's thing, where they were launching the album of poetry and music.
Yeah, it looked to be a great night.
Yeah, it was very special. But then he's very special.
Indeed.
And I remember saying to somebody, you know, our president writes poetry. It says everything.
I remember actually being, we were in Greece, in Athens, and it was a foreign affairs event, and
yeah.
Michael D was there, the president, and he spoke there, and it was during the migrant crisis and everything, and
oh, yes.
All of the grey whistle test, all of the stage people were so, you know, impressed at how erudite and well spoken he was.
Oh, he
and,
is.
You know,
And he's an amazing character. See him with the two sticks,
yeah,
but
exactly,
he's still
yeah.
getting there. You
yeah.
know, and you know, there's no lift in the concert hall, so you have to do the stairs.
Okay,
so
of course.
Hats off to the
yeah.
guy. You know,
yeah.
no, he's
yeah.
he's amazing.
Yeah.
And the last time we were together, you and I, we were in the Oars, actually. Now that I think of it,
that's right.
Back in the day. But listen, you're up to your eyes. Talk to me about the Dublin Theatre Festival. Now, Leaves. This is Stephen Hogton's book.
Yes, indeed. It's this will be my third time working with the wonderful theatre company from Galway called Branner.
Yeah.
And they are theatre makers for children. And so this show is going to be part of the Dublin Film Festival.
So this is all about Leaves, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, it's called Leaves.
Leaves is all about the story of an acorn to a tree, really. It's kind of like the life cycle of a tree and going through all the seasons of life and the weathers of life, and it's just a beautiful book.
Do you know this?
No, I wasn't familiar with it until Mark, the director, gave it to me a few years ago when we were talking about it, and then it's puppets and just a magical set and
The Ark is an amazing place.
It is, yeah, yeah.
We brought our children when they were younger, obviously, than they are now. It's very hard to bring a 35-year-old daughter with you.
Well, this is the thing, yeah.
You know, but she can bring her child, her little girls.
Well, I think that's the way I talk about Branner a lot before, where they're the sort of they make the sort of work they do. They have a policy of not patronising their clientele.
Good. Yeah,
and
good, exactly.
And therefore, what they end up with is you have a lot of people who don't have any children of their own borrowing their neighbours' children to go to the show.
Well,
yeah.
The Ark is fantastic. It's an amazing space. The whole idea of it is amazing. And you're right. They treat them the way the Bord Gáis would treat an adult. Like, it's a lovely way of dealing with
exactly.
it. But your involvement in this with Branner, you obviously have a very close connection.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's at least 10 years ago we did a show together called Flower, which was again based on another children's book, and then we worked a couple of years later on an Oliver Jeffers book called How to Catch a Star, and there's just a kind of a beautiful frisson of excitement and play, I suppose, theatre makers and musicians, you know, that we play for a living. So there's an excitement when you're working with kind of different creators.
But did they give you a blank canvas? Did they say let you...
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. I mean, actually, so it's a completely non-verbal show.
The story is told
through the music and the movement of these characters, the trees, and there's some squirrels and a few butterflies and rabbits.
No hornets, not yet. There's one in each corps.
Who knows? And it's just great. And the set is designed by the amazing Maeve Clancy as well.
And this, of course, is part of Dublin Theatre Festival. You've recorded all of it. Obviously,
yes. We're still in the kind of delivery tunnel. So there, the rubber is meeting the road as we speak. But it's coming together nicely
because it's the 1st of October, which is not that far away.
Well, I suppose these things are in gestation for years, and then it's nice rather than to kind of to finish it years before it kind of hits the stage. It's nicer for it to be fresh when it gets there.
Right. Now, this guy, Stephen Houghton, you don't know him, I take it, who lives in Norway. Okay. Does he know? I mean, he would
have to have given his blessing, I suppose, yeah.
And is he going to be there, do you think?
I don't know. I know that Branner travel a lot as well. They work internationally, so I'm sure their paths
are crossed.
But just
finding this is so clever.
This is it. Yeah, that's the kind of the gold, isn't it? The story.
Isn't it? Yeah. Just a guy who just came up with the idea of leaves.
Yeah.
And when you go to write that, actually we have one clip. We have only one clip. Is it just called Leaves? It
doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
And is there a narration?
There's no narration, no.
So the children just have to use their imaginations as they watch, which is actually quite brilliant.
It's just kind of weaving a spell, I suppose, and between the lighting and the set and the movement. I mean, there's something really kind of ancient about puppets anyway. I mean, I've always been kind of transfixed by them.
Yes.
You know, it goes back to the kind of, shadow play and Round of Fire thousands of years ago. Yeah. So there's something incredible about bringing an inanimate object to life through music and lighting. And it's lovely.
Totally.
Delicious project.
It is. It's a lovely idea. Now, it's running from the 1st to the 5th of October at the Arc. Let's have a listen to this. This is called Leaves. it's called Leaves, based on the book by Stephen Hogthorn, but it's Dublin Theatre Festival and music from the great Colm Michael O'Mara, who's with me. Colm, I'm just thinking while I'm listening to that, I was just saying to you about Van Morrison and the song When the Leaves Come Falling Down. He can express it in words. You clearly can't, for obvious reasons. You're writing about leaves. Like, where do you go with that? Where do you take that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like to my mind, it's kind of like problem solving or puzzle solving. I have a conversation with the, you know, it's like the kind of which comes first, the lyric or the melody, kind of, you know, and the famous answer was generally the phone call.
That's right.
And so the invitation, and then there's this kind of, it goes, you hand it over to the subconscious, and from the minute the seed is planted, the wheels start turning, and then. So I actually don't scrutinise or observe it too closely for fear of it frightening it away, but it all kind of gathers in your peripheral vision. Yeah. It's like catching a pony, you know, if you approach it directly, it takes off. You have to kind of move laterally.
Yes.
And so it's sort of a funny dance.
Yeah, but that was the whole thing, wasn't it? Softly, softly catch your monkey.
There you go.
Very gentle approach, which is quite lovely. It's a gorgeous piece of music, so
thank you very much.
And then we were chatting about the idea of releasing this into the wild, as it were. Is this going to be...
I've been very bad, historically, of making my soundtrack work available. So a New Year's resolution was made. So I will be better at. So certainly be a digital release of all the music, hopefully.
And is this the new album? Is this what?
I suppose it is actually. I mean, that's the next kind of that'll be the next music available to people. I'm also working on a documentary about Daniel O'Connell with Ruan McGann, and I'm also been working on a long-term project, which is an album inspired by Colin McCann's novel A Paragon, which is all about two bereaved fathers who become our best friends from both sides of the wall, and they founded the Parent Circle, so they're actually visiting over to Ireland in October.
You say both sides of the wall?
Yeah, from Israel and Palestine. So they're friends, and they set up a thing called the Parent Circle, which is bereaved parents from both communities who use their grief as a weapon to end the occupation.
And you're writing music for that?
Yeah.
And that conflict, which it just seems... It makes no sense to anybody.
It defies. I was over. I spent 2 weeks over there with Colm visiting Palestine and Israel in 2019, just before lockdown. And it changed my life, to be honest.
Brilliant.
It was such an incredible space, a place, and the people, and at the same time, the simultaneous horror and cruelty. Imprisonment is just,
And what we watch every day is just phenomenal. It's just horrendous. Mm. And you try to get your head around it and you can't because it makes no sense.
I think, I think it's going to be, it'll be seen as one of the big turning points in our time, you know, and I think Europe actually will hinge on it. How it gathers itself.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Sounds from a safe harbour.
Yes, I'm on my way.
That's that's just something else again. You have to. I mean, as the fellow said, you could be sitting here kind of, I am Grant, but no. Does that? So it's project after project after project.
Well, it's lovely, to be honest. I mean, it's kind of there's I ran away with the circus, the Frames, when I was 19 years old, and that was in 1990. So you know, since then it's just been following the music. You know, following this kind of breadcrumb trail of magic and. It's been very kind to me, thankfully.
But I mean, it's all those things coming together if you think about it in terms of a career, it's keeping all the balls in the air, isn't it? Because that's what it is.
Yes.
No matter what way you look at it, and that's that's as best you can describe it. Because otherwise, you'll feel you might. Well, maybe I missed out on this, or maybe I didn't do that. It's not being afraid. It's also not being afraid to take on a project like Leaves and say, oh, "Yeah, I can do that."
It's lovely. Yeah. And actually, it's the wonderful thing. The longer you do it, is you build up relationships with people, and then once you're on your second project with a person or a third project, there's this lovely trust, and it's very. And then I suppose that the main thing for me to concentrate on is making sure that the work is decent.
Of course, and believing in your own.
And then that's kind of self-sustaining, hopefully.
But yeah, but you know and I know that then somebody comes along and then they value you and you value them.
Everything is human relationships, really. Yeah.
There's another piece I just want to play. I'm sorry, these are pieces of music we play all the time. And it's late afternoon. I'm not going to let you come in here without
playing this. That's great.
I love late afternoon again. Yeah. It's just that... because there was a couple of versions of it. I just love this. Lovely late afternoon, which is another piece of music that we play often when we come. Will you stay with me for a few minutes?
Of course.
A couple of things I want to check with you before we let you go. By the way, thank you for the eggs.
Oh, you're welcome. That's a cryptocurrency of North Wexford.
Does half dozen now? Where did the others go?
I had to cut a big box into two.
And is it a farm?
Oh no, it's not. We have a small holding, I suppose you'd call it. We have an acre. We have a big garden in country terms, and over the years we've been there 20 years plus.
Lovely.
So we grow things. We have a polytunnel and chickens and a pony.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic! Frontage. Have you frontage?
Of course.
It's a good size.
But not too close to the main arteries, thankfully.
Even that's nice.
Oh, it's fantastic.
No wonder you're able to make this beautiful
this
music.
Is it.
Sitting there listening to the hens and clucking. Yeah. Thank you. This is lovely. That's lunch. Just don't let anyone know. There are other eggs, by the way. In true RTE fashion, we have to say that now. There are other chickens and hens. Stay where you are, will you? Good man. Now, it's 9:20.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
Hey, Arsenaid, you all right?
All good in the hood.
You see, I'm getting eggs now and stuff.
I tell you.
It'll be self-sufficiency. It's like the good life.
It's a good morning. It's a good way to start the week.
Good morning to get an egg from Cullamacca Lumber. So what have you got for me?
Well, I'll start off in Cork as there are inbound delays on the North City Link Road from the Pope's Road Junction to the Quays, and on the North Ring Road eastbound where it's slow between Ballinderry Park and Tinker's Cross. In County Clare, heavy on the M18 southbound between Junction 7, 6 Mile Bridge, and a collision at Junction 6, Bunratty. It's in the right lane. In Limerick, it's busy on the M7 westbound between Junction 29, that's Ballysimon, and a collision at the M20 interchange. There are delays on the Ballysimon Road inbound as well from the old Ballysimon Road junction to the Tipperary roundabout, and on the Shelburne Road northbound before Hassett's Cross. In Dublin, there has been an incident on the M50 northbound at Junction 5, Finglas. It's blocking the merge from the N2 onto the main line. And there's an inbound queue on Northwall Quay as well between the Three Arena and the Samuel Beckett Bridge. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
That's great. I'd give you an egg, only then they'd be lopsided, so I have to hang on to them.
Good excuse. You can give me two.
Where are that? See, everybody wants everything. This is just... Anyway, she's our pal. But it would make the box lopsided, like it isn't lopsided enough. Colin McInerney is with me. Listen, the sounds from Safe Harbour. Do you want to give me a sense of that? Because that's literally around the corner.
Yeah, I'm actually on my way to Cork at the moment.
Oh, are you?
Sounds from a safe harbour. I'm not sure because it's my first time, so I'm not sure what to expect, but I kind of think it's sort of like a band camp for rock and rollers.
Oh, right.
So we get to hang out for a week and bump into each other creatively and write music, and everybody will have gigs and there'll be cross-pollination, I suppose, is the...
But there's singing and dancing and chatting and...
All sorts, yeah. There's all sorts of people from the Dessner Brothers to the Staves and Lisa Hannigan and...
You're doing a show then?
Rhiannon Giddens, yeah. So I'm playing on Saturday. She's wonderful, yeah,
she is. Yeah, she's also a great character.
For sure, yeah.
I find her fascinating, I really do.
She's a lady.
She is some lady, and she'll take it everywhere, do you know?
Yeah.
What was the last album she did, the walking one? It was brilliant, very much down south stuff.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then she can attack any style.
Yeah.
I know, I'm very fond of her. That sounds like a really interesting... You're on the Saturday, I think.
I'm on Saturday playing the Kino Club, I think, which is sold out, apparently.
You put surprise in your voice for no reason.
I mean, it's always a surprise.
Well, to be silly, it's good. But this, I better make the point, is in Washington Street.
That's right,
Cork, just so people know. And it's from the 13th. It's on the 13th. I love this. Be ready for this. 2 to 3 p.m. GMT plus one. Which just confuses me more. Anyway, that sounds from a safe harbour. The Dublin Theatre Festival, 1st to the 5th of October. Will you be in attendance?
I will, of course. I'd have to go and see it,
Well, I think,
But the music will be played as a playback. My work will be done at that stage and I'll get to enjoy it.
But you'll get to see the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure, I'll be bringing all of the neighbours' children.
Well, I was just going to say, this is Dublin Theatre Festival as part of the Theatre for Children season. I am presuming it's afternoons or
I think there might even be a few showings, and they'll be in the Linen Hall as well, and a part of Bobborough, and in the Mermaid, I think.
Oh, very good.
And actually, How to Catch a Star, I think, will be out again before Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Thank you. And we will be looking forward to the album that's coming. When is it going to be available?
Well, this side of Christmas, hopefully, we can make the soundtrack available. Yeah,
that'll be lovely. And we will drive people up the wall because we keep playing it.
Nice one.
Because we love your music, Colm McGregor. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
We thought we'd finish. Is it Una Canción para Venezuela?
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me about this.
Well, it's funny. I borrowed a cuatro, which is a kind of a small Venezuelan guitar off a friend of mine, Colm Quirney. And this tune fell out, and it was kind of coincided with the whole just upheaval in Venezuela at the time. So yeah. I was inspired to write a piece of music about it.
Isn't it funny that you got this instrument and it just almost came to you?
This is it, yeah. Well, instruments work that way. Like you spot instruments that there's music in them for you.
Yeah. I'm reading, there's a lovely book on the Beatles at the moment, another one, John and Paul, A Love Story. And it talks about McCartney taking guitar from John Lennon in their early days and just turning it upside down and just playing it.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I know.
The left-handed thing. It's just amazing. And again, music just coming through somebody and
it's actually and the lovely thing is when it happens without actually engaging the frontal cortex or whatever. It's just lovely. It's just a state of flow. It's fantastic.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, because I've talked to many musicians and songwriters over the years, and when someone says it to me, I'm thinking, I just don't want to answer where it came from. And yet, no, it suddenly just appears. It's fantastic. It's like scrambled eggs, which was McCartney's yesterday, hence the
chicken and egg.
The linkage to the chicken and egg. Colm McGregor, God bless you. You're a pleasure.
Pleasure, Martin.
And this is the Venezuelan piece, and Leaves is from the 1st to the 5th of October at the Arc. And I presume it's the arc.ie or something is built. Yeah, right. That'll be built. Yeah, absolutely.